different.
I honestly think Avatar won't win the best picture.
Today we learned that 36,000 Americans lost their jobs.
We do presume that they're innocent until found guilty. And
blatant violations of the Constitution's limitations.
Why? I felt this thrill going up my leg.
This makes me a slut.
Well, it's the Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're into the radio portion of what is a, frankly, broadcast that starts at 9 o'clock every night on the Pacific Coast because we do a video cast uncensored for our video subscribers. And tonight I let it rip a little bit about the broadcast industry. It's really nothing you're ever going to hear me say on the air, not anymore anyway. Learn my lesson, man. But if you would like to see our video casts, if you'd like to see an archive, we have a 5-day archive of our 5 most recent video casts. You can go to philhenryshow.com and see those. You can also download each and every show to your iPod. Every single show that we do, every radio show, you can download to your iPod the next day at philhenryshow.com and take advantage of hours and hours and hours of archive material. We have video material. It's all over there at philhenryshow.com. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Later on in our program tonight, we're going to be talking with, first of all, we're going to be talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell, a father, excuse me, Jay Sanos is with us. Jay Sanos is with us up first, and then Stephen Bozell later, a father who is taking matters into his own hands regarding chat roulette. That's next hour. Have you heard about it? Of course you have. Well, we're going to tell you all you need to know about chat roulette. This is something that is currently available online, and your young people are taking advantage of it. And we'll talk with Mr. Bozell next hour about that. Jay Sanos is joining us right now. He's with the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay in Southern California. As we talk tonight about this Pentagon shooter, this man is a 37-year-old man by the name of John Patrick Bedell, 37 or 38 years of age. John Patrick Bedell, as you know, opened fire on 2 Pentagon police officers yesterday. He was quickly assaulted himself, shot by these very alert police officers. And this man was eventually pronounced dead at the hospital, I believe, where he was taken. Mr. Bedell is a 9/11 truther, or so they say, meaning he believes that the attack on the World Trade Center was a government-inspired or a government-planned or somehow had the government's fingerprints all over it. Here is a podcast that Mr. Bedell did. The Associated Press found this, and they released excerpts from this podcast by John Patrick Bedell that rants against the government.
The blatant violations of the Constitution's limitations on the economic role of the government, accomplished through many subtle usurpations over many decades, are perhaps even more pernicious than, and are certainly a key motivation for, the violent seizure of the United States government. In order to establish a firm and lasting basis for justice and sound government, the economic role of the government must be re-examined in every detail. It must be recognized that arguments for government control of the economy and government redistribution of economic resources are generally misguided, or even shameless lies to advance enslavement and conceal theft and murder. Furthermore, it must once again be recognized that the most successful means to ensure justice, secure domestic tranquility, and promote prosperity is to ensure the security of private property.
All right, Jay Sanos joining us from the South Bay. Jay, I just want to get that clip that, as I mentioned, Associated Press had released. What do you think of this guy?
He's definitely, we used to call in the old days, Philly, he's definitely a piece of work. Guy is, we were sitting around talking about this guy in a substation which has been set up in Brian Gleason's kitchen. I was reusing his substation this weekend, but he's definitely a piece of work. There's no question about that.
And you have particular interest in him because you subscribe to the idea that the government had something to do with the attacks of 9/11, correct?
Well, I understand, Phil, that my work as a Citizens Auxiliary Police, we are a volunteer police group. We do oversee as a citizen group the activities of the police, and at times do have to supersede or sort of step over the police and do stop and search. We do wear a blue armband and other identifying clothing that will allow citizens to recognize that we do have a right under the constitutional right to citizens' arrest to stop them. So I don't want to say anything that's going to compromise by my role in saving lives as member of the auxiliary, the neighborhood auxiliary police that we have. But I do believe that the government of the United States had a hand in the events of September 11, 2001. To what extent, I don't know. And I know you and I have had this conversation.
Well, you know how I feel about this, too. I react very strongly to so-called 9/11 truthers.
All right, and you've made that abundantly clear to me. But I want to say something that I think you better understand. And I say that fellow as a friend. I say this as a friend, and I say this as a fellow citizen, a neighbor of anybody who's listening right now. I'm just a neighbor. I'm just a member of the community, like they are. But you're on notice, and your listeners are on notice. And really, not your listeners so much as anybody that wants to associate our movement and our group of scholars and college students and teachers, professional people, blue-collar people, white-collar people, people everywhere, people from all walks of American life who have joined hands in the 9/11 truth movement to get to the bottom of what happened on September 11th. I'm putting you on notice right now, Mr. Henry, as a member of the media, and I say that with great respect. Don't ever associate us with this man who was mentally had a mental deal going on, mental deformity or deficiency, if you will.
Mental deficiency, yeah. He was, my understanding is...
I'm looking at the story right now. He was bipolar, is correct? Or manic depressive?
That's correct. He was a... and he had been in and out of treatment programs for years.
All right, that's my point. To associate this man who is a mental deficient, a mentally defective human being with the 9/11 truth movement is to slander and to defame a lot of good people who've done really hard legwork, some real hard legwork on 9/11 truth. I am here to say to you and to put the media on notice that this, you can also tell probably that this man had issues with regard to oriented sexual behavior, that this individual who is mentally unstable and suffers from a mental deficiency was in no way associated with the 9/11 truth movement.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute. Yes, he was, because he believed... in the...
No, he was not, Mr. Henry. We would not have an individual like that associated in our movement.
But, Mr. Santos, you don't have membership cards in 9/11 Truth. You guys don't go out and vet every single solitary person that runs around saying they believe in this stuff. You just let anybody in.
We don't... I don't know what you mean by we let anybody in. We've got 9/11 Scholars for Truth, 9/11 Teachers for Truth. We have a variety of organizations, special interest groups, and we're not going to let a mentally deficient... Obviously, there's nothing wrong with the gay movement, but this country is chock full of 9/11 truthers, and as teachers and mailmen, and we're athletes, we're doctors, and we don't need members of the media associating us with a crackpot like John Patrick Bedell. That's the only point I'm saying. And
well, what you say he's a crackpot because he...
Because the man obviously... Crackpot for a lot of reasons.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. I shouldn't say. He did assault these two police officers.
My God, yeah. He came up to two men and fired on them. He is a mental case. He has very extreme... exhibits or demonstrates extreme manifestations of the... And I'll go ahead and say it, of the femininity.
And well, you're saying that he's gay.
I'm not just saying he's gay. I'm not saying, no, the problem is that, I'm not saying he's gay.
You're saying he's extremely effeminate.
He's extremely effeminate. He is mentally disturbed. And, of course, now he's dead. But to associate a nut, now let me just lay it out for you. Associate a nut like that to an organization like 9/11 Truth gives us a bad name, associating us with this man's overly effeminate with a bipolar disorder. And that's all we're trying to say. All we're trying.
You're telling me that you don't want me reporting what is news, and I'm telling you that I can't do that. See?
Well, I'm putting you on notice, sir. And
well, I did. You're putting me on notice. I'm saying it because it's reported here. You see, Mr. Santos, I'm not the only one.
Well, I'm putting you and the media on notice. I think we should put you on notice to say that you defame a lot of hardworking business people in 9/11 Truth when you put this bipolar effeminate this man who's effeminate, and you're trying to portray us as outside the mainstream by linking a Pentagon shooter to us. And
all right, that's not my attempt at all. All I'm saying is, you think that the 9/11 shooter puts the 9/11, or excuse me, you're saying the Pentagon shooter, this guy Bedell, puts 9/11 Truth outside of the mainstream of American life. I'm telling you, I'm reporting that this guy is bipolar, manic depressive. You're the one that's throwing in this effeminate or he's gay or something like that.
Well, if you listen to the man, and you're trying to make him seem like he's someone that would be the president of our organization or something. And I can tell you right now, I don't very seriously, a guy like that is going to be elevated to the president of the 9/11 Truth.
Yeah. Well, he believed, as you do, that the government was behind 9/11.
Well, he may, but he is mental, and he's mentally disturbed. 9/11 Truth, we work very hard at maintaining some semblance of respectability. I don't think you understand that.
He believes, as you did, 9/11 Truth. He's no longer alive, as you said. He believes that the government had something to do with 9/11, and he did his whole podcast. And you just don't want to have anything to do with him because the guy was gay and that he was manic depressive.
I don't know. That is absolute slander.
Then why don't you want to have anything to do with the guy?
I don't want that man associated with our organization because he was mentally disturbed, as I said. Mentally disturbed, and he was very flamboyant.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Your call's next with Jay Santos here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. So he was flamboyant. So what if you have drag queens in 9/11 Truth?
Well, that's exactly what people such as yourself and other members of the media who've tried to discredit those of us who believe that the government had something to do with 9/11. That's what you want to do. You want to put them in our group.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It never even dawned on me, Mr. Santos, to put in drag queens with 9/11 truthers. However, the story here is that John Patrick Bedell, the Pentagon shooter, was a 9/11 truther, and Mr. Santos, who is a believer in the 9/11 truth theory, doesn't want that man with his bipolar and mental illness and his swishing, quote-unquote, associated with 9/11 Truth. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wow. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And it's funny, Jay, I was looking at the podcast of John Patrick Bedell, and on the wall behind him, there was a lot of paper. Did you see that?
Yeah, you know what, Phil? I want to say it reminded me of that movie, American Beautiful Mind, I think it was.
Yeah, Beautiful Mind, exactly, where that poor man who had the schizophrenia.
He tacked up all those pictures and all that. I think what I'm trying to say is that...
And I just want to say to our audience, this man, Mr. Bedell, was not diagnosed with schizophrenia. He's bipolar, manic depressive. It is a disease that's managed with medication.
But the point that I'm making, Phil, is there, as I said, have been a lot of us in the 9/11 truth movement trying to get the information out to the American people that we believe the United States government actively participated in pulling down the buildings there on 9/11.
I understand that, okay? And you know how that's offensive to me.
I understand it's offensive, but I I'm sorry that it is, and I would talk to you about that. But what's offensive to me is you telling American people that this guy Bedell, who is a flamboyant homosexual and is a bipolar, manic depressive, is somehow a member of 9/11 Truth.
Well, he did believe the same things that you believe.
But what this man has done has pushed our movement's efforts back about 4 or 5 years. And
why? Why has that pushed the truth, the 9/11 truth movement back 4 or 5 years?
Because now people associate they associate a bipolar homosexual. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but he's flamboyant and he tried to shoot people.
Well, I would think that would be the one thing that people would be upset with, that he tried to kill somebody. You know,
I understand that, Mr. Anderson.
Not that he's a flamboyant homosexual or that he is bipolar or anything else.
It would be one thing if the man had just died and they had no information on him, but they're playing this podcast over and over again, which is flamboyant. And it's very flamboyant.
It's a man talking into the camera. I don't even know that we can call Mr. Bedell a homosexual. It's a man talking into a camera. 877-876-PHIL. Tim in Fort Lauderdale, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos.
Oh, Phil, I'm going to try to keep this clean, and I'm going to try to be as calm as I possibly can. Jay, you've got to be the most retarded individual I have ever heard on the radio in my life. You are stammering and losing.
You probably haven't heard too much radio. You don't listen to too much radio, then.
Because, you know, you're stammering all over the place because you don't want this person associated with your organization. When the whole basis of your organization, you pretty much have to be, you have to be a crackpot to believe what you're saying. You have got to be the, you and your people are the reason why this country is the way it is. You've got to be kidding me.
How is this country? The country is the way it is how?
How is the country right now? The country's in bad shape.
You've been talking for 30 seconds. You haven't said a thing.
I'm sorry?
I said you've been talking for 30 seconds. You haven't said a thing.
I haven't said a thing.
You haven't said a thing. No, you've called me names. You've called me names.
Associated with you.
You've called me names. And you call me weird ass.
When you have got to be some kind of crackpot to believe what you're saying. That's my point. And
this
you don't want this person associated with you because you appeal to only crackpots.
You know, Tim, the reason why this guy's a crackpot, you know he shot these police officers, you know that, right?
I'm sorry?
You know he shot...
What are you saying?
I'm saying he shot two police officers.
Yes, he shot two police officers.
This guy thinks that's okay.
He didn't say that. All right, Tim, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jim in Washington, D.C. And let's see, we have Jim in Washington, D.C. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Thanks, Phil. Love your show. It's always quite thought-provoking. And I agree with you about 85-90% of the time anyway. As far as with the auxiliary policeman...
Is he going to get to a question for me? Or
what's that?
Is he getting to a question for me?
The auxiliary policeman, yes. No, I was going to address him. With all due respect, sir, to your profession,
spend a lot of time licking your butt, you know.
Mr. Santos, don't worry about whether he's licking my butt or not. Go ahead, sir.
With all due respect to his position as an auxiliary policeman, which is a very useful service in our community here in Washington and in neighboring Fairfax County, I was concerned.
Right, I don't live there. I live in California.
That's fine, sir. We can contemplate auxiliary police in different areas of the country.
Yeah. Okay,
what I was going to say was, you know, Phil gave you several chances to defend the question that about being associated with this gentleman, your group being associated with this gentleman, or making a separation and why you didn't want. And I didn't think your answer is very satisfactory. It simply could have been said that one of the reasons you may not want to be associated with this gentleman is he shoots policemen. He shoots.
Exactly.
The gun,
exactly.
Security.
That's my point.
And Phil,
and I did say that, but I also
Excuse me, I'm still commenting, please. Excuse me.
The fact
and it was blatantly
also,
obvious. It was blatantly obvious that your attempt to not answer that. Go ahead.
It's not that I didn't want to answer it. I'm saying that do you not notice that he's also flamboyant? You thought he was flamboyant, right? All right.
No, he's got a mental illness, sir, and the fact that you aren't
you're calling being gay mental ill
shooting officers as a
right.
as a reason why you want to separate yourself from this kind of behavior. When we have for example, when we have terrorists come out and I'm sorry?
in a violent revolution, if you had a violent revolution, I don't necessarily think it's bad if you're going to take up arms.
No, it's not bad to take up arms, sir. But we're talking about shooting. We're talking about shooting Pentagon policemen. Certainly,
as when you're flamboyant. That's what I'm saying.
We were founded on a revolution, sir. But
all right, Thanks very much. 877-876. Phil will be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Flamboyant when he did it.
Phil Hendry.
He shot him in a flamboyant way.
Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight we have with us Jay Santos. He is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency, and there are many of them. Do you know of any in the Washington, D.C. area?
Well, we have the Virginia Squires. They are
What are they called? The Virginia Squires?
Yeah, the Virginia Squires are a auxiliary police agency. I know it's a little. Is there something you want to say?
Well, I mean, you're on the program here talking about how you don't want this man, John Patrick Bedell, who shot these two policemen. You find him to be someone that you people in the 9/11 truth movement don't want because he's bipolar and flamboyantly gay.
Yeah.
And you got a group called the Virginia Squires.
Are you saying that sounds effeminate?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. It sounds a little, shall we say, it sounds a bit dainty, you know, quaint.
Well, Mr. Henry, I wish you'd be careful because here's...
No, you ought to be careful, sir, because you're basically saying what this last man called and stated is absolutely true. You're saying it isn't as bad to shoot cops as it is to be gay and bipolar, and that's why you don't want John Patrick Bedell associated with 9/11 Truth.
Mr. Henry, I think you need to understand that 9/11 Truth is about a group of people who see the United States government involved, okay, in creating one of the worst terror attacks ever. And you'll forgive me if I don't think it is bad to shoot police. It's bad. There's no question about it being bad.
But it's not as bad shooting a cop as it is being gay and bipolar. Is that right?
Mr.
You're speaking for the 9/11 Truth Movement. Now go ahead.
I'm very proud to speak for the 9/11 Truth Movement. I'm very proud to speak for 9/11 Truth Movement.
Okay, fine. And you're saying you don't want John Patrick Bedell, the man who shot these Pentagon police officers, associated or identified with 9/11 Truth. Why is it? Because he shot cops? Because he's gay? Or because...
Mr. Henry, you have a very interesting way of dominating, and see, this is what you do, and I know members of the media do it. You like to twist and turn everything.
No, I can ask my audience. We'll give the number here, 877-876-PHIL. If I'm twisting and turning anything, please tell me, folks. 877-876-PHIL. In asking you, is it bad?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, if you'll allow me to finish.
Is it worse to shoot cops?
If you'll allow me to finish, you're making it sound like the 9/11 Truth Movement wants to shoot cops. No, we don't. But if you're saying to me, a member of 9/11 Truth Movement is, you know, walking funny or lisping or anything, and he shot a cop and didn't kill him, and that's what that man didn't do. He didn't kill nobody. I would say it's better that we would rather he not walk funny and do those things.
All right, so that you're saying you would rather the guy didn't lisp and walk funny.
No, it's not that I want him to shoot. Let's remember what Mr. Bedell did. He didn't kill anybody. John Patrick Bedell don't kill nobody.
No, through the grace of God, he didn't kill anybody. He walked up to those two cops and fired, and they were wounded, but they were not killed.
The 9/11 Truth Movement is in need of telling the American people what the government did, and we've got to get that message out. Are you going to tell me I'm going to get a man who is seeing... is hallucinating and seeing all kinds of funny things, he's going to get the truth out as he's walking in a way that men would, you know, other men would say, looks as he walks like a woman or a girl or something like that, he's going to get the truth out?
No, a guy that shoots at cops, he's going to get the truth out a lot easier. Is that it?
He didn't kill nobody, and I think it's very unfair, you know?
All right, we're talking with Jay Senn. It's not unfair at all. I mean, you say that you're representing 9/11 Truth. You know what I think about it, don't you?
I heard the way you were talking to Governor Ventura. Yeah, I thought it was very disrespectful.
Governor Ventura, in my opinion, is a blithering idiot. You know that. I know that. I've listened to his thinking.
Jesse Ventura was the governor of a state.
And a professional wrestler. Somehow that makes him just all this. He believed that 9/11 was a government inside job, and he made the stupidest comments I ever heard.
Like what?
Like he said that when smoke turns black, that means it's being starved of fuel.
Well, he was in the Navy SEALs. I think that he would know a little bit about...
Well, if he was in the Navy SEALs, they didn't teach him anything about fire, I can tell you that. Now, you're telling me that you would much rather have in 9/11 Truth a blithering idiot like him than some guy that walks funny.
You know something? Yeah. As a matter of fact, I would like rather have Jesse Ventura than some guy that's going to be... walks like a woman and talks in a lisping way, yeah.
But shot at cops.
He didn't hurt nobody. That's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Well, he could have killed those two officers. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, talking with Jay Santos. All right, let's go over to Brittany now in Los Angeles. Brittany, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just calling about the guy that you're actually talking to right now. I just
Jay?
Totally agree that you are not, you know, twisting his words at all. He is indeed saying that, you know, because the guy is flamboyant and or gay, that he...
Exactly.
I'm saying that it would be better if you, you know, you're a young lady, Brittany. You have a certain way of walking.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've all seen young women. You walk and you know, just have, you know, women wiggle and all this. I don't need...
Yeah.
Do I want to have a man like... Do I want to have a man like that in there? And I'm trying to go out on a... Well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
well, it is pretty funny what you're saying, Jake.
What's funny about it?
What are you talking about, man? You want a guy... So you don't want any gay guys, but a guy that maybe shot a cop, that's okay.
I didn't say shot a cop. I said...
Yes, you did. You said
yes,
that
you did.
He didn't
you
hurt
did
anybody.
Did I say I'd rather have a guy that shot a cop? Or did I say I'd rather not have a guy that is mentally incapacitated and walks and talks, you know, in the way a girl would? I think that...
Any way you cut it, man, the way you're talking, it's very bigoted. It sounds like
it
you
is.
Don't like gay people. It sounds
yep.
like you are...
Well, this lady, what did you pay her to call up and go, yep, is that...
Homophobia.
Yep. Well, look, this caller's a perfect example. She sees the effeminate Pentagon shooter, and now she thinks poorly of me. So that's exactly what's happened. And
in what?
Because this lady now thinks that I'm wrong.
I'm not telling you that you're wrong. I'm just telling you to be careful as to what you say, because you are indeed saying, because the man was gay, that he cannot be part or even associated with your group when he was doing the same thing that you're doing, only by himself.
Right.
Because
right.
of the simple fact that he's gay, it just makes a whole difference to you.
Well, I can tell you why, man. The point, a gay guy will not give our group credibility. We'll look like... I'm sure you'd understand. We're going to look like sissies, and we come off as weak, and we're in a weak movement when, you know, when we talk like girls and all that. And
boy, you know, you sound like some kind of an idiot. You talk like girls.
Yeah.
Am I an idiot? The 9/11 Truth movement is a long-standing movement.
Well, if you're representing them, man, you're saying that the worst thing that could happen to 9/11 Truth is you'll talk like girls. Thanks very much, Brittany, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And that you'll walk funny. Not that you'll shoot cops.
I came on here, Mr. Henry, to explain to you the 9/11 Truth movement and how we are helping America find the truth about 9/11, and now you've made it sound like all I care about is not walking funny. And I can tell you, I think that's irresponsible, and I'm more used to more responsible journalism, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Jay, but that's, to me, it sounded to me like you came on and did that. You came on here, wanted to talk about 9/11 Truth, which, of course, I think is a crackpot organization anyway. But, hey, you're the guy that made it sound like now all you care about is whether you walk funny or not. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Still to come tonight, a New York congressman resigns after allegations he sexually harassed a male staffer. And we also have Stephen Bozell and Chat Roulette to discuss later on in the program of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Bill Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL-HENDRY-SHOW. 877-876-PHIL is the number as we talk here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about the Pentagon shooter. His name, John Patrick Bedell. You can believe anything you want, Jay. You know, if you want to be a 9/11 truther, that's fine.
Well, no, you know as well as I do that it's never been acceptable to be a 9/11 truther. I mean, we are on the, you know, we like to think we're on the cutting edge of investigating what happened on 9/11.
Well, you and I have had these discussions. You know, I don't want to get into why you think. You know that I don't agree with you. And
well, you more than not agree with me, Mr. Henry. You characterize me as some kind of a homo.
And I've never called you that, sir.
You're saying that in private conversations. I don't mean on the air. I mean off the air. You've never said that I sound like some homo.
No, I have never said that to you.
Well, I'm telling your audience you're wrong.
You know, you better take that back because you are publicly stating something that never happened.
I feel at times when you and I have talked that you think I'm some kind of homo.
Well, if that's what you think, I think, but I've never called you that. I know myself. I don't engage in that kind of vituperative, asinine, juvenile language when I'm discussing something. I just happen to think 9/11 truth is a joke, always has been a joke, and like every other phony, baloney conspiracy theory, it's starting to eat its own. You know, the infighting in 9/11 truth, the infighting with the 9/11 scholars for truth, you know, it's asinine.
Oh, so you discredit us, even though you will prop up the right of a homo. All right, I'm sorry that I said that. Or
so you're the guy that uses the word.
No, I'm just saying you're propping up the right of some flamboyant to say he's 9/11 truth. I think it's wrong.
This guy was a maniac that tried to kill two police officers. It doesn't matter to me whether he was bipolar or whether he was flamboyant. He's an example of the kind of psychotic criminal that America has given rise to, given birth to, and given rise to over the many decades and perhaps even the centuries of the existence of this country, because there really isn't anything politically unsound about our country, because there can't be any real political violence in this country, not really organized, nothing that makes any sense. Look at Timothy McVeigh. That's the last time we had any real homegrown politically violent individual. And how many guys were in his group? Like two?
Oh, well, you know, you're comparing me to Tim McVeigh. It's a way. It's calling me a homo.
And I didn't call you a homo, man. What is it with you and homo?
Well, Timothy McVeigh.
That doesn't even come to mind. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call. We have Karen in New Jersey. Karen, let's move on to Gary in San Antonio. Gary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
First of all, I love your show, and I've been listening to it for quite a few years. For one, you're not twisting or turning anybody's words at all.
You honestly think you're going to get nobody to call up and agree with me?
Hold up.
No one's going to call and agree with me.
Hold up. Second of all, I've got a question.
Hurry it up, though, because you don't talk too fast.
Let the man finish. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, first of all, I got a question for him. What does it matter if you're speaking the truth and you're pushing a movement? What does it matter if you're white, black, Mexican, gay, lesbian, as long as you are pushing the truth and talking the truth? Now,
that's a good point.
Oh, look at you. Mr. Henry just said that's a good point. And he thinks everybody 9/11 truth is homo.
Hold on.
You really got hung up on that word, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, I believe, just like Phil Hendry and a lot of people around here, that 9/11, the movement for 9/11 truth is a joke. I was one of the firefighters that went to clean up for 9/11. There is no
way. You saw building number 7 go down from the internal implosion of the explosives.
Oh, come on. God. Internal explosives.
Government had anything to do with that, for one.
I'm just saying, if I'm in a meeting with a 9/11 truth people, I don't want to be a guy saying you have homos.
Hold on a second. The main point of my point here is my son is a 100% patriotic, Mexican American.
Right?
Yes. Hold on.
You know, you're a firefighter. You basically as much said you're part of the cover-up.
Why can't you let this guy talk?
Because he's taking forever. He's from Texas.
Yet,
they take forever.
But yet, my son is gay, and that is his preference, not somebody else to say he is wrong.
Is he a 9/11 truth?
American,
what?
Because he is gay. You are wrong for that.
I can't make the message stick if I've got a guy that walks funny passing stuff.
Oh, man. Everybody
that has their own sexual preference.
Well, sure, I have to say, you say that your son is a gay, patriotic Mexican-American. Are there any other labels you want to smack on the homo? Because
if you call that kid one more time that name, I'm hanging up on you. Do you understand?
Oh, great. So I'm here talking.
Yes, do you understand? I'm going to hang up on you if you call this man's son that one more time.
So I'm an American, and I don't. God Almighty!
Now I am a Southern patriotic, full-grown American man.
Okay, hold on a minute.
And my sexual preference has absolutely nothing to do with whether I want to be a police officer, a firefighter, a 9/11 movement, a talk show host like Phil Henry.
Well, I think it would help to be a firefighter since you like horses.
That has absolutely nothing to do with what I believe.
Speaking of full-grown American men,
to be honest,
your son might have been on top of one last night. What do you think of that?
You should be harping on the point that these people had went to school. These people had a job to do for United States security, and this idiot went in and
almost
shot
right.
These two gentlemen
right.
Who had a family.
These are members. These are law-abiding members of our community, police officers protecting the Pentagon.
And I don't like what happened, but why did it have to be a 9/11 truth guy had a swish? I'm not saying gay. You notice I didn't say gay. I said the fact that he swishes. He walked. God.
All right, listen, Gary, I appreciate your points that you made. I want to let you go, Jay, but...
Well, this guy's talking about, he says his son is gay, but I don't, and I've got nothing against his kid being gay, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm having a judge...
Boy, that is really foul.
I'm sorry, but I had a Pepsi.
What a belch on the air, man! Cover your mouth!
I apologize. All I'm saying is, I didn't say nothing about gays. I said...
Yeah, you said flamboyant, you said homo, you're just a bigot. And as a member of 9/11 Truth, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Why not?
Hang up on him.
Anyway, I just went...
877-877... Why not, belch?
That's pretty rude.
Do you think? 877-876... Phil, I love these people. I got nothing against gay people, but he's a little too gay. Well, this Pentagon shooter, a history of mental illness, and we are seeing, once again, a specific kind of American political, if you will, crime, or political psychotic crime. These guys are unbalanced. Now, it doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. It is the height of stupid to want to foment violent insurrection against the greatest form of self-governance, the greatest form of government in the history of the world. What are you going to replace it with? What are you going to replace it with? Tell me. The idiots that talk about violent revolution, they've never really studied revolution. They've never really studied violent revolution. They don't understand what it is. It is essentially something that eats, as Voltaire said, eats its own young. The Bolshevik Revolution, the American Revolution, any revolution you care to talk about, consumed, killed, criminalized, put into prison the very people that were a part of creating, of fomenting that revolution. The American Revolution was no different. The Thomas Paines of the world that everybody likes to talk about these days, he was an outcast. So revolution, violent revolution, seeks to replace a bad form of governance with a better form. And if it is indeed a better form of governance, then you don't need violent revolution. The idiots that are talking about violent revolution these days, they don't know what they'd replace the American system with. They have no idea. They couldn't tell you if they had 6 hours. These stupid imbeciles that I hear in Texas, the stupid ass that I heard the other day, any number of people that talk about violent overthrow of their government, that it's time, that it's time, that it's time, they have no clue whatsoever what they would replace it with. They couldn't tell you. If I gave them 24-hour head start and I said, you come back on my show and tell me, they wouldn't be able to tell you. How do you like that?
Give me some time.
You think about it, bud. 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, Stephen Bozell, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.